Philippians 1, and we're going to begin reading at verse number 15. So Ephesians 1, verse 15, it says, "Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of His calling, and what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe, according to the working of His mighty power, which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead, and set Him at His own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion in every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And hath put all things under His feet, and gave Him to be the head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him that filleth all in all." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank You once again for Your Word. We pray You would help us to understand it and to live by faith according to its truths. We just pray You would just be with us this morning and speak to us through Your Word as only You can. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. And there is a thought prevalent in society today that essentially a person can have whatever faith they may choose to have, that we're supposed to have complete freedom of religion, but yet the idea is, even though that faith is to be respected, it's kind of also expected that the individual keeps that faith to themselves, that our faith, there's really not, people don't really see any need to share our faith with others, that it's our personal faith and it needs to kind of stay personal. And especially there's the thought as well that whatever faith we have, that we should not allow it to cloud our reasoning, cloud our decision-making skills, that anybody that's placed in a position of power, position of government, that they can't bring any kind of their belief system into policy-making or anything like that, that that would just be the wrong thing to do. But we realize that such a mindset automatically comes into conflict with what we would recognize to be true Christian faith. Because really, if our faith doesn't affect our lives, if it doesn't affect the decisions we make, the priorities we have, our attitudes, the actions that we take, what good would our faith honestly be? If it's just kind of a theoretical, we have it in our mind, but it doesn't affect our lives at all. It wouldn't do us any good. It really wouldn't do anyone else any good. And furthermore, far from clouding our judgment, we actually realize that our faith in God and His Word actually helps us to see things more clearly. As the psalmist declares, God's Word is a lamp to our feet and light to our path. And if God's Word is truth from cover to cover, and it is, what it says should affect our lives, it should impact our lives. To the point that people shouldn't have to ask us, well, what is your system of beliefs? They should really be able to understand or have a good idea of it just by the things that we say and the things that we do. And to put it another way, we would say that the world around us makes its decisions and its priorities and the like based on the information that they have, based on what is seen around them. And to be honest, if what we see around us is all there is, if this life is all there is, then most have made a logical decision based on that information, on how to live, what to value. That most people, that they live for the now, they live for the moment, they live for the riches and pleasures of this life, because to them that seems to be the only thing worth living for, the only thing that is there to really grab hold of. And we realize too that if we as believers, if we're not sober-minded, if we do not allow ourselves to be conformed to the world rather, and it's thinking, that we will find ourselves acting in much the same way, valuing the same things and pursuing the same emptiness. But as we read the Bible, it pulls back the curtain. It shows us how things truly are, and it reveals to us that there is much more data to add to the equation for us to have it turn out properly. And that's essentially what we want to do. We've been kind of looking at a couple different ideas lately, and we'll be looking at some more in the weeks to come. But that's what we're doing, is we're taking the truths of Scripture, and we're then saying, okay, if this is true, and I know that it is, because it's God's Word, how should it affect my life? What conclusions can I draw from this that should change the way I live, what is important to me, and how I look at the world around me? And that is our thought, that we want to live our faith, that it isn't something